Yeshaya Perek Mem Hey Pasuk Aleph Le'ila Nishmas Avi Mori Pesach Dov Ben Avraham Nata. So we left off at the end of Perek Mem Dalet, saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Koresh, the future King Cyrus of Persia, Ro'i, my shepherd, the mechanism by which his mandate was going to come, that the Beis Hamikdash would be rebuilt in Yerushalayim. Rav Schwab posits that Koresh means my shepherd in the Persian language, but I haven't seen any corroboration of that anywhere. None of the other Mefarshim seem to talk about it. But what this is referring to is that in the book of Ezra, at the very beginning, in Parak Aleph, it says that Koresh, the king of Persia, proclaimed, Hashem, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth. He commanded me, Hupakad Olai, Livnoslo Bayis, Yerushalayim, Asher B'Yehuda, to build him a house in Yerushalayim, in Yehuda. And whoever among you from all his people, from the Jewish people who go up to Yerushalayim and Yehuda, will build the Beis HaMikdash. And we know that 90% of the Jews of Babel did not actually join in to go. But nevertheless, Koresh was an instrument of what God had in mind. And for the next several prakim, we're going to see a hugely early nevuah, 250 years before the fact, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about that through Yeshaya. Komar Hashem l'mishicho. So Hashem says this to his appointed, anointed one, or appointed one, or about his appointed one, L'choresh to Koresh. So he is the appointed one in this case. He's the Mashiach, in a manner of speaking. Asher hechazakti v'yamino, l'rad l'fanov goyim, that I strengthened his right arm to lay nations low before him. U'masne melachim afateach, and the loins of kings I have opened up. When you open up the hips, you loosen the loins. Liftoch lefanav delosayim, to open in front of Koresh doors before him. Ushiarin lo yisageru, and gates will not be shut. So his right arm is strengthened, giving him might. The kings have loose loins, which doesn't sound very positive at all, meaning that there's going to be no enemy standing before him. They are powerless. Rabbi Hirsch suggests that it's the loin straps which hold their swords, so they won't be able to use their weapons against him. Portals will be opened, doors will be smashed down. Everything, whether violently or peacefully, is going to be opened before Koresh to fulfill his mission. Pasuk Beis, Ani lefanecha eleich, I will go before him. Well, actually, technically, I will go before you. So he's talking now to Koresh, a tense change from third person to second person. Vahadurim Ayasher. It's written Avasher, but it's pronounced Ayasher. And I will strengthen out Ayasher. I'll make Yashar crooked paths. Dalsos Nechusha Ashaber. Copper doors I will shatter. Uvrichi Varzel Agadea. I will smash iron bolts. The Briach was the door bolt. You know, kind of a long bar that goes behind the door and bars the door from anybody else coming in. Gimel v'nosati l'cha otros choshech, and I will give you hidden treasures, darkened treasures, treasures that hadn't seen the light. Umatmune mistarim, and hidden, buried troves of riches. L'man teidak yani Hashem hakorei v'shimcha, so that you will know that I am God, the Lord of Israel, Elokei Yisrael, who is calling you by name. So Hashem will precede Koresh to win all of the victories, to straighten out the crooked paths around Bavel, to reveal Bavel's hidden treasures to Koresh. The Mayim Loei suggests that the paths in Bavel were crooked on purpose to prevent invading enemy armies from having any kind of success, because they wouldn't know they were going. But they were, quote, straightened out, unquote, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make it possible for him to proceed into Babylon and have doors smashed down and all the hidden riches being revealed to him and handed over to him so he could accomplish his mission. But why? Because Koresh is such a great guy? No. Dalad Laman Avdi Yaakov, the Israel Bechiri. All of this is on behalf of my servant Yaakov and my chosen one, Yisrael, the Va'ekra Lecha B'Shemecha. And I have named you, I've called you by name, Achancha V'lo Yedatani. But you did not know me. So even though I designated you and I called out to you by your name even before you knew anything about me or who I was or dedicated yourself to my mission, nevertheless, I had already picked you out. Whether it's Yaakov, Yaakov is totally dependent on the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether it's Yisrael that has solved somewhat the task set before them, whether it's the common people or the leaders, everybody is going to be behind you, and it's for their sake that I'm doing this. Hey, Ani Hashem ve'enod, I am God and there is no other. Zulasi ein Elohim, there is no other God besides me. A'azercha v'lo yidatani, I have strengthened you, I have helped you, though you did not know me. So Koresh makes a remarkable announcement early on in Sefer Ezra, but even before that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already designated him for the job. And this was going to be for the purpose of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash and for everything to be built the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind.